Good morning, and God bless you each and every one of you. God is truly good and wonderful. Our meditation this morning is titled, The Heart. It's taken from Jeremiah 17, 9, and 10. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. As the sun rises, we are faced with a new day. This brings a set of new challenges for some, and for others, it is the beginning of a recurring nightmare. We're faced with issues we know exist but haven't been fully addressed. As we face these issues, what are we looking for? Are we looking for new laws to force us to look at one another as human beings? Are we looking for laws requiring us to treat one another with respect and dignity? Are we looking for laws that require us to help a struggling brother or sister that may be heading in the wrong direction? Are we looking for laws that will not allow us to hate our brother or sister because they look different, or they live in another part of town, or come from a different country? I ask again, what are we looking for? Are we looking for acceptance? Are we looking for compassion? Are we looking for understanding? Are we looking for fellowship? Are we looking for peace? And are we looking for the answer to the problem? The problem exists within the heart. And the answer to these questions and more are in our Heavenly Father's written word, the Bible. What were our lives like before the Lord took control of our hearts? When the Lord came into our hearts, we became new creatures. Our former behavior became a thing of the past. We looked at life and the world with a new set of eyes. Funny thing, though, the Lord didn't just storm into our hearts. He knocked, and we opened our hearts, let him in, and things have never been the same. Someone was praying for us to let him in because they saw we needed the Lord. The same thing needs to be done for those who do not know him. We need to pray they hear the Lord's knock on their hearts because he wants to come in and make their hearts new. The Lord's power is absolute. Only he has the power to change the heart. All we must do is follow his word and live lives that are pleasing despite circumstances. And most of all, we must pray for those that need him as well as ourselves. Father in heaven, we come to you this morning thanking you for your goodness. We thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning. We thank you for the blood that pumps through our veins, that flows through our veins, through our pumping heart that you have placed within each and every one of us. Without that heart, Father, we cannot live. When our heart stops, we stop. But we thank you for it, Father. But there's another aspect of our heart that we thank you for, because it gives us the spirit of love. And you have placed your Son Jesus and the Holy Spirit within it that allows us to love one another, have compassion for one another, and want to do right, to do the things that are pleasing in your sight. And we thank you for that, Father, because it helps us to stay on the right track. We ask you, Father, to remember each and every person in our congregation this morning as we continue on in this year, as we have opened our church and are starting to fellowship, Father. And that's a wonderful thing because we need one another. We need the presence of one another, just like we need your presence in our heart, that we, when we feel your presence, it's a beautiful thing. And when we see our brothers and sisters and can touch our hands or see their smiling faces, Father, it's a wonderful thing. And we thank you for allowing us to have that privilege. And we thank you for the wisdom of our pastor, Father, that has led and guided and protected us through all this, through these challenges that we have faced within these last months. We ask you, Father, to continue to bless those and touch those that are still recovering from various illnesses, those that are in the hospitals right now, Father, that are undergoing therapy and are being treated by the healthcare professionals, Father. We pray, Lord, that you would bless them and continue to give them your healing touch and embrace them, Father, and let you know that you are there by their side. We ask you to continue to bless those healthcare professionals that are providing the care for these brothers and sisters. We ask you, Father, to continue to lead each and every one of us, Father, down the pathways that you want us to go. Continue to bless our pastor. Continue to uplift her. Restore her, Father, as she looks to rest. Give her what she needs, Father, because she carries a very heavy load. Her heart is always in the right place. Her heart is always seeking your advice and your guidance. And through those things, Father, she has led us to a safe environment. And we thank you for her. And we continue to pray for her, Father. We ask you to continue to bless each and every one again. And give us all what we need, Father, and bless us and keep us and help us to continue to look toward your understanding. We thank you for all that you've done for us, and we thank you for all that you're going to do. And in the name of your son, Jesus, we say, amen. Have a blessed week. Enjoy your day. God truly loves each and every one of us, and he shows it in many different ways.